except and all the rest of it would be figured gone. I used to market that stuff. I used to.
What was the lot fence? How did you build that?
We built a lot fence just with 1-inch cypress plank. Mm-hmm. 1-inch cypress plank.
You run it along this way?
I did.
You'd run it along this way?
Yes, yeah, so we put the post about put the posts about 8 feet apart, and 8 feet apart, and just put the plank. Well, now we'd put the plank here. Well, I mean this plank here was across like that. Made a pretty fence. Then had a had on the post was solid post, six by six solid post. And slope that post on top and have us a plaque laying on that, you know. I could get up there and walk it all the way around the lot when I was kid. Walk that plaque all the way around the lot on it.
I see. Did you have a smaller fence around the garden, say?
Well, we just had around the garden. We had an acre in our garden. I remember that, and had of course, we had chickens and turkeys and geese and everything. We had to keep a high porch of wire fence around that.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything called a paling fence, go up and down?
Paling fence?
Yes.
Yes, we had paling fence around the front yard there. So.
Was that, were they at boards or just?
Just paling, had a footboard. I had a footboard, about a 12-inch plank around the foot there, and then the palers go up this way, and you know, we'd have them. I don't know why they want to cut that, make them sharp that way. Just one, whenever they, sometimes we make them pointed, sometimes we just make them just that way, you know. Turn them all the same way.
A man told me one time that. The reason it's pointed is to keep chickens off.
Yes,
is that
right? We got a horse killed on one of them. He jumped up and stuck it in his belly, one of those things, and had to shoot him. His guts kind of fallen out on him.
Did you grow chickens?
They had chickens running on the yard there. Just hens would sit, you know, just have, go put them, have a little cook's built to built them out of waterproof, you know, so they'd turn the water out. I know that the mother would never turn the old hen out with the little chicken till the dew got off, you know. He wouldn't get, if you turned them out, he'd get dew all over him, he don't live long. But we raised lots of chickens, never did raise our own chickens.
You mentioned, going to school, and would you tell me something about how you go to church, how church services work? Do you have a regular church?
Well, we'd ride our horse to church, hitch our horse, I had a place to hitch our horses, go to Sunday school.
Uh-huh.
About 3 miles, we go to Beeland Church. I still belong to the church that I joined 70 years ago.
Is that right? What denomination?
Won't you come on, let's go over to the house. I speak now. My granddaughter's here from school, and I don't want to, I want to sort of be with her a little bit before
sure.
She runs off. Horse's tail to hold up the gear on him.
Your wife's found a good use for that.
Huh?
Say your wife found a good use for that.
Yeah. I got several of those horns. I never did get one mounted. I got several that are that big.
Is that the
I'm sorry.
Is that the buck?